Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool actresses, writers, or just a cool charity events or festivals, we got a cool person, Lisa K. Crosado, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour, Lisa K. Crosado, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing or just want to write in some nice emails or comments, I love reading them off the air, and I love seeing those come in. Just email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to see or if you just want to catch me up on social medias, you can. That's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E, T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's a Tyrone Tan official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. That's at Tyrone Tan official over on Threads. And then last but not least, if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, so first of all, I just want to say thank you to all the people that have been tuning in. And I really have been, I've been now kind of catching up with some the emails and letters and stuff like that. I really, really appreciate a lot of the, your guys' responses and comments. I'm always grateful for them, so you know, keep having them come in. But I also want to say, thank you to all the lovely guest co-hosts that have been coming on. Unfortunately, we don't have my guest co-host today. They're off. But I just want to say thank you to all my awesome guest co-hosts that we've been rotating throughout the seasons. It's always fun having you guys on. So I just want to say thank you. And so what we're going to be doing, we're going to kind of just jump right into this. I normally have I'll kind of banter with my guest co-hosts, about some like movie reviews and stuff like that. But I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the industry, strikes and stuff like that. So we're going to try to like maybe not talk too much about because the movie reviews I love to go through are a lot of like, you know, movies that are out there, but sometimes we can't talk about them. So what we're gonna do, we're just gonna jump in to bring the guest of the hour. She's involved with a really great thing going on. It's a she's gonna talk more about it. She's the founder of City of Angels Film Festival, which it's gonna be happening November 9th through the 12th. She's an actress, she's a writer, most of all she seems to be a beautiful human being. We're gonna get to know her. So we're gonna gonna do, and again, normally my guest co-host will arrange a way to bring our guest of the hour to make them feel special. So sometimes they'll come in on, let's say, hang gliders, limos, Millennium Falcons, or something of that nature. But I think, judging off kind of her personality, so to speak, I think she seems like a very a really cool, beautiful human being. I think we will bring in traditional style, such as she's kind of like a princessy type of person, so to speak, in a good way. I think I bring her in maybe like a Cinderella-esque carriage, which we like to do. So I think I'm going to bring her in. She's got a lot of fanfare outside, so I think I'm just going to bring her in, and on a count of three, I'm going to open up that door hatch and bring in again Lisa K. Crosado. Here she comes on the count of three on the chariot, on the Cinderella-esque carriage, on a bunch of those nice, beautiful horses. And the count of three, one, two, and three. Here we go. Uh-oh. Here we go. She's coming in on the Cinderella-esque carriage. She's waving to all her fans outside. Oh, they're throwing roses at her. Oh, people throwing numbers at her. I don't know, guys. I don't know if she's taking. I don't know. Oh, she's taking, stopping for selfies and some pictures. Signing some autographs there, I think. There she comes, coming in the studio, waving. Here she comes. Oh, she's coming off the carriage. And she's walking through. Here she is. She is an actress. She is a writer. And she is the founder of City of Angels Film Festival, happening November 9th through the 12th. Here she is, Lisa K. Crosado. Welcome, Lisa K. Crosado, to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What an incredible, incredible introduction.
Well, listen, we had to go all out. I mean, for Lisa K. Crosado, founder of the City of Angels Film Festival. So, and then also a dear friend of a mutual friend of ours, a publicist friend of ours, Sherry.
Sherry Kilpatrick.
Yes, what's up, Sherry?
Well, Sherry is adorable, and I think she might be in Alabama at the moment.
Okay.
But yeah.
Awesome.
Well, how much time do we have till midnight strikes? And I have to go for my slipper, after that introduction.
Well,
I'm a little
at least
nervous.
The show is about less than an hour, but you got some time though. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, so it's great to have you on. I know I've been hearing some great things about yourself, but we want not only get to know you, but the audience to get to know you. Hopefully, become if not fans already, become even more fans of you or big supporters,
and then hopefully
get to follow your stuff or check out your stuff going on.
Love it.
Before that, I don't know if your people talk to my people. did you get the memo?
Of course.
The memo is, we like to start off with hard-hitting questions. So the hard-hitting question, bear with me, but here it is. It starts off with this, and it's an icebreaker, but where are you born and raised?
Well, I'm from Vancouver, Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actress or a writer or in the showbiz?
I actually, yes, from a young age, I would say probably, because I just, always was doing crazy shows in my living room for my relatives and my Italian grandmother and aunts and uncles and all of that. So, yeah, I think pretty early on I realized that. And once you acquired some mad acting skills, you could really fool your parents about where you were that Friday when you didn't come home. Until 1 o'clock in the morning when you were a teenager.
Now, so was this starting when you were a kid you wanted to be in the showbiz or starting up, or was it more towards latter years, so to speak?
No, pretty young. In high school, I was active in drama and in all the school plays. And, then I went into to university and went into training there as an actress at the University of British Columbia. And was in their theater program, and I had an agent pretty early on in Vancouver, and did quite a bit of auditioning and worked in some independent films, and I started doing action films with people like David Carradine.
Wow.
and a lot of guys like Olivier Gruner and action
awesome.
Stars, and Michael Madsen. And,
yeah, well, good guy.
Yeah. Awesome. You know some of those boys, the bad boys back then. Yeah. And so kept working and doing, also started, prior to that, I should mention that I did quite a bit of theater and stage plays. And
well, let's go back. So you started off. So what was your, who in your life inspired you to get into showbiz? Or was there something that you saw on television or movies, or was there a particular person in your life, or just was there an actor, actress?
Yeah, I would have to say, I know it sounds a little cliche, but I think people can relate. I think it was my high school drama teacher.
Really?
Who at the time when I was probably going through some emotional turbulent times as a teenager, I he really encouraged me and really felt that I had an aptitude to be an actor. And basically it gave me a place to channel my emotions and to really dig into feelings. And it was a safe place, to express. And I think that's the beauty of acting, is it is cathartic, but it does have transformational qualities that lift you up and lift up an audience if it has that potential. Not always, but sometimes it doesn't work that way. But
so obviously you're a drama teacher, but any actors or actresses that you admired? Or?
Oh, well, I was very much a big fan of European actresses.
Okay.
I used to watch all of the French movies, Isabella Gianni, Juliette Binoche. I loved all of those actors, and I just would, you know, growing up in Canada, we actually watched, foreign films were a bigger thing in Canada than they are here. I mean, it just seemed, because of our French culture and knowing a little bit of the French language. And I used to kind of flock to those movies and really study those actresses and what they were doing. And so there was a number of actresses, but, you know, I don't know if there was one more than others, but
what about actors? Was there anyone that you really liked?
You know, I used to love Daniel Day-Lewis, watching his early work, and there's so many great ones: De Niro and Pacino, all the great Italian American actors.
Because you're Italian, right?
Yes, I am Italian. Part background.
And I said it's Crosetto.
You said it perfectly. Okay. Yes.
Because for some reason, and it could be stereotype, but I'm not trying to be. But no. I have friends that are Italian, and sometimes once I hear someone say they're Italian, I want to go, "Hey, Paisano! Hey, it's Crosetto!"
Yeah. I think those people are more on the East Coast.
Yeah. That's a lot of my friends come from the
East. Yeah, that's right.
We always kind of joke with each other.
Exactly.
But actually,
people don't realize this is a fact, I think that there are more Italians in Toronto outside than any other place in the world outside of Rome.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think?
There's just a huge concentration of Italian immigrants to Canada, especially Toronto.
And why do you think...
I'm not from Toronto, but I know that there's a big...
But it's funny. I have a lot of friends from Canada, and I also meet a lot of people. And there's always this kind of like saying that a lot of people from Canada are extremely nice. And why do you think that is, so to speak, being from Canada? Because I've never been there.
Oh.
I mean, if I have, it's been when I was a kid, and I don't really call. But a lot of people, you know, they would say, well, you're from Canada, you must be nice, kind of thing.
Well, not
the same people aren't here aren't nice, but I'm just saying. But there's
I think there's a big emphasis on manners and the culture in Canada, and I think that's really maybe some people think that's old fashioned, but I think it's actually it's a good thing in general, because niceties help society to be just more enjoyable, you know. And I think also, you know, we have an influence of the British culture too. Mm-hmm. Especially in British Columbia, that on the West Coast. So
awesome. So then you get into, so flash forward, so you go from, you obviously like Daniel Day-Lewis, Julie Benoist, people like that.
Yeah.
And then you started acting in high school more so, you got influenced into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got into the drama. And then when did you think, from that, did you think you were going to go to college and maybe become an actress, or what did you still think was how was that going to work out?
Yeah, I actually met a director from LA when he came to my birthday party, and he actually said, "Listen, I think you have potential," which I thought was just pretty vague at the time, but you know, there was still I was acting at that time, and he had said, "You know, listen, if you stay in touch with me, I'm doing a film, and if you do come to LA, I would like, you know, to audition you." And I stayed in touch.
Mm-hmm.
He auditioned me and he cast me. And that was my first
film.
And so, true to his word, you know, he gave me my first starring role in a film.
It
was called Deadly Ransom. And again, it was an action film.
Wow.
So that.
So at least he kept his word.
Because
a lot of people don't.
Yeah. And most. Well, it's unusual to have people say and then actually follow through on that. It's a nice thing.
No, and I think it's interesting because, I mean, growing up in the industry, I mean, I try to, you know, I was raised with three sisters and no brother. But so I'm pretty the old-fashioned style. So my thing is if I say something to somebody or I make them a promise, I try to keep my word. So there's a lot of people that I've, you know, through the years that I'd be like, "Hey, I'd love to work with you." And then, you know, and then if that opportunity comes and then you go from that, you know, if that word actually happens, you know, which I've done, and I'll be able to, you know, give some people some opportunities, and they go, "Wow, you actually kept your word." And I go, "Well, that's kind of like that's how I normally am in general, but like it's surprising that some people don't keep their word." So that's kind of cool that,
you know, Tyrone, they don't value their word. And all we really have is our word. I think that, you know, that is defining of who we are. So, you know, I feel like if I say something to somebody, I mean it. I'll be there. I'll do it. But you can't always count on everybody.
Well, it's funny. Like I the word to me is more meaningful and valuable than in some ways a contract in a way. Because like for me, I've seen people just not go by their contract. But like for whatever, a word, when I say, you know, I'm mad at my word, like I'll say I won't promise something I can't deliver, or I just won't promise it at all. But if I give you a promise, then I'm pretty much going to fulfill that, so to speak. So that's just me.
I mean, there are times when you say, I can't, you know, it's not 100%, but I'll let you know.
Exactly.
But that's different. But if you really say, look, I'm going to be there for you, I'm going to do this, I mean, it's. I think it's a good karma thing to do it. But just to let you know that that director, Robert Hyatt, was the actor in a movie called Miracle on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he played the little boy that said that Santa Claus was real. Yeah. So, and he worked with Natalie Wood, and actually he taught me a lot about the business as a in a mentoring way, because, you know, he'd basically grown up with Natalie Wood and had a lot to say about her life and just the business in general.
Wow. Who do people say you remind them of? Because where you said Natalie Wood, I go, you know, you have some of a Natalie Woodish quality.
Thank you. I have heard that, and that's a very nice thing for you to say. I've heard that. I've heard sometimes Sandra Bullock, which I don't.
Yeah. Really. Oh, and now I see it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. And you know another who else I think is awesome? She won the Oscar. She was in the movie with Duvall, I think, where he's the she starts with an M. And she's one of my favorites. Look it up. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's going
to
bother me now.
Oh, no. We have to know.
And I will definitely bring it up. So from that, so you got that. That was your first film.
Yeah.
And is the point where you think you'll be able, you said, I want to do this for the rest of my life, or was that still kind of, you're still tinkering with that? Marcia Gay Harden.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Did you ever get that?
Marcia, yes.
Okay.
I think that you know, I also have always liked writing, and one of the things that spurred me on into writing over the years, more so in the last few years, is just that a lot of times you read a script and there's just not a lot of great roles for women.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, writing allows you to have control over the content and the project. And I think that there's really a lot of satisfaction, at least for me, in writing a script or writing a short story, or, you know, it really kind of feeds your creative world, because you really create the whole world of the characters. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot to gain from that, and then to put that out in the world. And I know you had mentioned Sally Kirkland before.
Before we got in, but
a recent short script that I just wrote, we sent to Sally, and she really liked it, so said that she would want to do it, which is exciting.
Awesome.
You know, but it's nice when really good actors want to work with you or like what you've written, you know?
Yeah, I know, for those of people that we were off air before we started, and we were mentioning stuff that we were working on. I know, it's funny, because I had mentioned I produced a movie with Sally Kirkland. I was with her, actually, the other night.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have this premiere coming up for a movie called When It Rings. And and you told me that you had dealings with her. And it's really cool, because it's a small world, ultimately.
It is.
And it's cool. And she's such a wonderful human being.
She's amazing. She's Do you know Maggie Wagner by any chance?
I don't personally.
Yeah.
But, you know.
She's an East Coaster.
Okay.
And she works with Sally quite a bit. But Maggie's a producer on this short with me. But she.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I was just in a documentary she's doing about her life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That she's a wonderful human being. But also it's cool, because she was telling me, you know, just the other day, just old Hollywood stories. And it's always kind of cool, because, you know, it's cool whenever I meet people in this industry that have been around some of the greats, and I don't like to name drop it in that way, but she's been around some of the greats.
Oh yeah.
And then I got to go to her place, and all this memorabilia and all this stuff. It was kind of cool. And anytime I meet or you know, work with people like that, you always just want to like be a sponge and just kind of, you know,
get them,
you know, it's cool, and it's always great to see people that are at a certain level in this industry and willing to somewhat you know, bless you with their wisdom and knowledge. And, you know, that's I think the greatest part about someone like Sally Kirkland and other people that I, you know, I'm sure you've gotten to meet as well, because you have a plethora of great people that you've got, you know, not to name drop, but for audiences, like, for kicks and giggles, I mean, who are people that you've probably gotten to encounter that you've been blessed to encounter? I mean, and I know you're not trying to, you're humble persons, but I think it's just for audiences to kind of get an idea, like, you know, your background as well, because you've got to work with a lot of great, or meet a lot of great people.
I've been very fortunate. You know, I actually worked with Brian James from Blade Runner. There's just, you know, I mean, I didn't work with Peter Bogdanovich, but Peter Bogdanovich and I got to speak and I got to interview him for my film festival. And of course, he's one of the all-time greatest American directors ever. So that was really wonderful. And it's just, and then I'm actually working on a project, a future project with Charles Burnett, who is an Oscar-winning director.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, it's very humbling to learn from them because, you know, they really, they're the trailblazers.
Yeah.
And to have made an impact in this industry, to have, you know, received an Oscar or just gotten that kind of acknowledgement is really amazing to actually be in their company and learn, you know, because I always want to learn more.
Oh, no, that's no, and I agree with you. So let's go from this. So you went from Deadly Ransom. Then you went on to things. I'm looking at IMDb. Progeny?
Progeny was with Brian Yuzna, yeah.
Okay, and then Strangeland, Dale Scallion, Bad Guys, and the list goes on. And then, so, I mean, so when was the point where you said, okay, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life? Was it there a point, or did you still feel like this is kind of still a fantasy dream? Because, you know, sometimes it happens where you're like, you know, things just happen.
Right.
And then you're still like, oh, you know, I don't know if this is my career yet, you know, for whatever reason.
I know. I mean, I think that for me, I think I always feel that it's a process because it's a business that you can't take for granted. Yeah. And I think maybe there's a handful of people whose path is really set where they could just walk away from it all because they've done it all. But I still feel there's a lot ahead in terms of what I want to achieve and what I want to create. But I think at this moment, I'm very interested in being part of projects that I'm not just acting in, but also creating, whether it's writing or producing, because I do think that having the input into something is very fulfilling.
So let me talk. So let's segue into writing. So when you went to the after you started getting your feet, you know, a groove in the acting world, when did you say I want to start writing? Where was that point? And you know, was it on a project and you just didn't like the writing and you're like, I got to write something for myself, or because that kind of tends to happen?
Well, you know, I was doing kind of a lot of skits and sketch comedy and kind of writing things with a girlfriend of mine who's an actress, Natalie Denise Spurl, and then we had a skit which was actually called Vomit Queens, which was just silly.
Vomit Queens, you said?
Yeah, okay, but it was a sketch that actually ended up on Funny or Die, but it became the highest rated video for a while on Funny or Die, you know, Will Ferrell's website. Yeah. And then I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna write the full feature for this.
Wow.
And I was very fortunate to have Mardik Martin help me write the feature, help me mentor me through that. And as you know, Mardik wrote Raging Bull and Mean Streets, and he's
a couple indies, obviously they're great films.
Yeah, and so, you know, through talking to him and him kind of talking to me about the process of where I was in the writing, he taught me a lot about what it means to write and how writing is a language and how to write visually and what is important when you write and the specifics of that. And so, you know, I've written another full feature script, which actually has some A-list people attached now to it.
Wow.
I can't say too much.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to violate any rules, but
so they want to jinx anything.
No, I don't want to jinx anything right now. But you know, I'm and also my husband actually is a writer, and he actually has written maybe 20 film scripts.
Wow.
Yeah, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, so
you want to give a shout out to him or no?
Yeah, Ron Lemke, I love you,
Ron Lemke. How's it going, my man?
There you go.
Yeah, but that's awesome. Okay, so you went from that. So what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a music break, and then we're going to talk more and then get into the nitty-gritty of your thing called the City of Angels Film Festival, which is going to be, again, don't tune out, but I mean, if you want to start jotting this down, it's called the City of Angels Film Festival. We're going to start talking more about it. We're going to start plugging it now. Starting November 9th through the 12th, and it's in the city of LA.
Yeah, it's in Sherman Oaks.
Okay, so we're going to talk more about that. But again, to start getting an idea, what are social medias for that or websites?
Yes, check it out on Instagram at City of Angels Women's Film Fest.
Oh, it's called City of Angels Women's Film, or is it
Women's Film Fest? Okay. At City of Angels Women's Film Fest.
Okay.
And on X, Twitter X. So it's COAWFF, and at COAWFF on Facebook.
Okay.
So I think that's, and TikTok at COAWFF.
So did I get it wrong? Was it City of Angels Film Festival, or
you just left out women's. But okay, that's city, okay.
Okay.
We can throw that word. We can,
City of Angels
Women's. We can throw the women's word. We'll just throw it back in there.
Yeah. So City of Angels. Forgive me. City of Angels Women's Film Festival.
Perfect.
Got it. Okay. Appreciate.
Of course.
Apologize.
No worries.
And so we're going to talk more about that again. So and then your social medias before we cut the music.
Absolutely.
Break.
So. At Instagram at Lisa K. Crisado, Facebook, Lisa K. Crisado. Let's see, what else? I'm not on Twitter.
Funny. I'm on Twitter, but like I don't really I post stuff. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. I just don't go through it the way I probably do like Instagram or Facebook or something like that. For whatever reason.
Yes.
I think because I like writing more than 150 characters, and I always get upset. I'm like anyways, so check her out again. Don't tune out, but we'll be back more with actress, writer, and founder of City of Angels Women's Film Festival. Right back here, we're going to cut to a music break. Again, we'll be back more with Lisa K. Crosado. And we go off really quickly, I know you were telling me this off air, but is there another Lisa Crosado for things? Because you have Lisa K. Crosado.
Yes. So I added the K to my name several years ago, but it was because there is another woman named Lisa Crosado, and she's an opera singer. And so at one point we were getting each other's fan mail and stuff. It was kind of funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
it reminds me, I had a friend of mine, and she worked at a certain retail store.
Uh-huh.
And she was one employee, but the manager or the owner of that store, big store, they had exact same name, same thing, and so she would end up getting like the emails in the, like they would, and she was like from the head of the store, and it was just funny, and she's just like, I'm getting stuff that I probably should not be reading. it was kind of funny.
Wow.
Yeah. So I could see that
it became a problem, a little issue. But
or I have a friend right now, he is he's exact same name as a very major big producer in this industry. And he's got his Twitter account, he got first, but so this particular, like, he gets all these like tweets from people that don't like this other, like they get mad because this person's big films.
Yes.
And he'll just respond. He'll tell me, he'll look at his feed. He's like, oh man, he's responding as if he's the head of the whatever. And I go, hey man. He goes, they're telling me on my Twitter, so he'll respond, but they think that it's this other big honcho.
Oh,
but anyways,
gosh,
that's kind of funny. Anyway, so sorry to go off on subject. So we're gonna be back. We're gonna be back more again with Lisa K. Crosado. Again, if you want to check her out or check out the film festival, which is starting November 9th through the 12th. Again, we're gonna talk more about it. It's called City of Angels Women's Film Festival. We'll be back more here, and we're gonna cut to a music break. I think I'm gonna promote here. We had this wonderful guest. Her name is Zelia. She has a song called Like Me, and I think we're gonna I'll play that one again. And then if you guys like this song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. again, this is Zelia with Like Me. She was just on our show, and we'll be back more with Lisa K. Crosado. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
See your life, my life, side by side. You doing great, I'm doing just fine. Build myself up, don't wanna come down. It happens all the time. I'ma keep it real, be real. No lights, no lights. Camera action, feel myself tonight. Baggy tee, bare face, hair so frizzy. Turn my phone off, cause I'm dizzy, dizzy, dizzy. I don't need anyone to like me. I need to like me. Scrolling up and down through my newsfeed. love, do I love myself? Little too much, too little, send help. Am I taking care of my mental health? Do I need to take a day? I'm a slave to my phone, wanna break these shackles like Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? Sitting there all alone. DMs in your inbox, likes on your TikTok. Do they think I'm hot? Tell me, will it ever stop? Already midnight, you've got enough likes. Don't wait till your next life. I don't need anyone to like me. I need to like me. Scrolling up and down through my newsfeed. But then I like me.
That was Like Me by Zelia. If you like that song, again, let me know. And her, the way she spells that is Z-E-L-I-H-A. Zelia, that's Zelia. And if I'm mispronouncing it, I do apologize. But again, she was a guest on the show. Again, the song is called Like Me. If you like that song, check her out. Let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But most importantly, if you really like that song, check her out. Her music's out there. Again, it's Zelia. She's also got a music video out on YouTube. But again, she's an awesome guest, and look her up. And again, her name is Zelia, Z-E-L-I-H-A. She was a wonderful guest here on the show, and we just like to help promote her. And yeah, again, Zelia, that's called Like Me is the song. All right, so we are back with my guest of the hour. She is an actress. She is a writer and founder of City of Angels Film Festival, starting November 9th through the 12th. Welcome back, Lisa K. Crosado.
Thank you.
All right.
Happy to be here. This is fun.
Cool. So, okay, so we talked about your earlier part of the career and how you know, you're from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You got inspired by one of your drama teachers.
Yes.
And then also you like people such as Julie Binoche.
Yes.
People that were from like...
I liked all the great American actresses as well, Meryl Streep and everybody else, but I just watched a ton of foreign films.
That's awesome. Kid. And so then... Yeah, when did you came out from Canada to over to
LA.
US or LA? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was 1996. So I've been here a while.
And when did you decide to go, we're going to go to LA now?
I had the experience with the director that I was telling you about, Robert Hyatt, who had actually, you know, asked me if I was coming to LA, and he had encouraged me to do so for that film, which I did get. And then I had a manager who repped me from LA, and she said, look, Lisa, you really need to move to LA if I can really do something for you. So I did. And yes, so Judy was lovely when we worked together, and but she was, you know, encouraging of me to
awesome
to do it.
So, and then did you
I'm an immigrant.
Do you regret coming out here now?
I'm an immigrant. Right?
Do you love it out here in LA?
I do. I really do. I mean, you know, once you live here, you can't really live anywhere else. The weather, the lifestyle is good.
Is it more fast paced than Canada? Is it more?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Like you said,
if you're in Toronto or Montreal or, you know, downtown Vancouver, those are all, there's a rhythm to those cities. Yeah. But I think obviously LA is one of the fastest moving fun. You know, there's things going on. There's a lot happening. It's the center of so many things.
So then you come out. Then you start obviously acting, writing. Once you moved out here, what do you think was your first project that you were able to go, okay, I'm gonna be out here in L.A. You know, kind of solidified yourself as a L.A. person. Yeah. Was there a particular film or project?
Yeah, I think that I just started to feel, you know, Tyrone, I'll just talk about relationships for a second, because I think one of the most important things to feel solidified in a place like LA is good friendships and relationships with people in the business. And when I got here, I started working with a group called Wall, which was Writer Actor Lab. And there was a film that was written there and developed there. You probably heard of. It was called Fight Club.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So Jim Wools and a lot of incredible writers, screenplay writers and actors. And we would meet every week and we would work on material, workshop it, put it on its feet, critique it. And so from a very from very early on in my time in L.A., I was surrounded by really strong writers and actors. So I felt the community part of LA, you know, I mean, LA can be heartbreaking for a lot of people, but I felt very welcomed and I felt like I had a good support in terms of the people that were able to show me the ropes a little bit, you know.
And I think that's what I think is key. I think a lot of people that I've met through the years that have moved out here, the ones that don't unfortunately surround themselves with a good great circle, they get discouraged really quick because they really have no one to kind of turn to and then help them out, and then they just start to leave.
Sure.
But I think the ones that, even if they haven't worked or even if they haven't gotten that break yet, but if they have a good support system, they manage to stick it out, and they're like, okay, you know, because they don't feel alone. And I think that's like very key for anyone that is deciding to ever come out here. From my experience and people that I've known, and I've grown up with a lot of great people, and a lot of them, they've come and gone. And then the ones that are still out there that are very, very successful and very high up in this industry have stuck it out. And they'll tell me that later. Say, you know, you were around while I was nothing, and now I'm something, or whatever like that, or vice versa. Yeah. And I've seen that very, so I piggyback on what you have to say.
Yeah, no, thank you for your point is well made. I think, you know, that support system, whether it's friends or, you know, if you do have relatives in Los Angeles, or if you move to New York and you have, you know, wherever you're moving to, if you're an outsider coming into a big city, it really does help, you know, ground you.
Yeah, no. So you go from films. You go from. Did you do a lot of television and commercials? More films.
I did some commercials in Vancouver. More independent films. A few TV pilots that nothing really happened with. But yeah, more indie films and so yeah.
Because speaking of that, you become the founder of City of Angels. Women's Film Festival, which is starting November 9th to the 12th. But let's now focus on how you transitioned, well, maybe not fully transitioned, but you went from just being quote unquote typical actress, so to speak, in this industry, and then writer, but then you now said, you know what, I got to do something different, and I'm going to find, be a founder of a festival. How did that come about for you?
Well, good question. I wanted to do something to pay it forward for women, and I've always kind of thought of myself as a feminist. I know that, you know, in prior years that was a dirty word, and I think now we embrace it and see it as a positive. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting around and I just kind of thought about doing a festival for women. And I also, you know, wanted to do something where we can promote gender equality, because they're really, Tyrone, we're still a ways away from having gender equality in the business in terms of what women are paid, the amount of and frequency of representation for women of color, you know, diversity and inclusion. There's a lot that really we need to improve on. And so with that, I decided, let me try this. And just to give you an idea of how difficult it was, well, any new venture can be difficult, but I launched the festival just before COVID. So that was 2019. And I basically did a grassroots thing. I went to all of the women in the industry that I had decent connection to and knew were filmmakers. I said, have you made a film recently?
Yeah.
and yes or no. And they would, if they did have a film to tell me about, I said, can I give you a free screening? So I gave all of these women, you know, at my expense, a free screening. I rented the theater. I paid for everything. And just, you know, put it out there. And fortunately, I had some very strong women respond very early on, including Allison Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's daughter, yeah, of course. And in fact, Eastwood Ranch was an early sponsor. Elizabeth Ronald's daughter, who is the editor of John Wick, and she was, you know, Atomic Blonde, yeah, and Shang-Chi, and all, one of the greatest editors,
wow,
in the world, really. And a lot of people don't realize that the editor of all of these badass, yeah, action films is a woman, you know. And so I had a lot of strong women support the festival and say, yeah, we'll be there. Yeah, we'll be on a panel. We'll talk to your audience. And from there, it just kind of continued, yeah, to grow.
That's
awesome. And then recently, it's grown so much that, you know, our sponsors that are now stepping in are very prominent companies, Deadline Hollywood, wow, Adobe,
wow,
Coverfly, Final Draft.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really exponentially kind of taken off. But I think because I am an artist, I keep the focus on the artistic sensibility,
yeah,
and you know, I allow these I want the artists to shine, you know, gotcha, the filmmakers to shine.
And how long has the festival been going on?
Well, since 2019.
Okay, so
yeah,
also, so it's what, which annual is it now?
It's the fourth.
The fourth.
We sat out 1 year because of COVID.
Yeah,
yeah, we had to. Yeah.
So the fourth annual, which is coming up November 9th through the 12th.
Yes.
And so overall summary of it is basically obviously women filmmakers that get to submit films or, yes, features, shorts, or
all of it. Female filmmakers, female writers. We do accept screenplays from men as long as they feature women. But we're very close to the festival, so our submission date has, yeah, closed, and now we've got 92 films that we're going to,
wow,
show, and we're getting all the filmmakers are sending in their MP4s and, yeah, their posters, and actually we have some really exciting films this year, some incredible work. I'm so excited to tell you about it. If you, you know, are interested, I'd love to tell you.
We got some time. So what,
well,
I think that you got the, and
sure,
are you able to talk or mention any kind,
yes,
of film?
Yes, certainly. We have some incredible documentaries. One about JFK.
Wow.
That was done by a woman in Ireland who's coming out. We had a Zoom the other day with 50 women from all over the world,
wow,
who called in. And we have Holly Ramsey, Gordon Ramsay's daughter,
yeah,
the chef, has done a really wonderful film called The Talk.
Wow.
You know, which is teaching parents and kids to talk about their sexuality at an earlier age.
Yeah.
The themes in this festival are very, very strong. We have a film about the iconic American photographer Joyce Tennyson,
mm-hmm,
called Unveiled, and those filmmakers are in New York. I think they might be coming out. Let me see. There's also, I just want to mention, I'm not sure how much time we have, but also our Angel Award recipients this year are exciting,
wow,
women. We have Penelope Ann Miller.
Wow.
Golden Globe nominated,
yeah,
multi-award winning Penelope. And of course, we have also Golden Globe nominated multi-award winning actress Kathy Tyson is,
wow,
coming in from the UK.
Wow.
So it's, those two women are amazing. And Kathy's just, I've been Zooming with her quite a bit, and she's just really excited to join the festival. It's going to be a really, really fun one. So.
And that's awesome. So how could people get, you know, obviously go check out the festival or the tickets and all that kind of good,
yes,
stuff?
Yes, good question. So if you want to get a pass or a day ticket, or, you know, it's easy. You just go to Eventbrite and we have a page there. Or you can come to the theater.
Where's the theater?
The theater is the White Fire Theater in Sherman Oaks.
White Fire Theater in Sherman Oaks. That's Sherman Oaks, California. I know this is worldwide, but again, anyone that's,
yeah,
out here in L.A. as well, we get a lot of people from all over. But, mm-hmm, I mean, if you guys happen to be in L.A., which is a lot of people, again, it's the White Fire Theater in Sherman Oaks,
yes,
California.
13500 Ventura Boulevard.
13500 Ventura Boulevard. That's 13500 Ventura Boulevard. One more time. 13500 Ventura Ventura Boulevard, and it's called the White House Theater.
White Fire Theater. Yeah, it's a community theater. It's a local theater. We also have a separate location for our Red Carpet Awards Gala, which you will be joining us on, we hope.
Oh, yeah, I think it's on the 12th, right?
On the 12th. It's really exciting. And that's at a location called Bella Blanca.
Okay.
And it's an incredibly beautiful location. It used to be a Masonic temple.
Mm, okay.
So the architecture is really, really stunning. They've spent like crazy amount of money on the ceiling. You'll see when you go in there, yeah, in the grand ballroom, and it's beautiful. So we have hors d'oeuvres and champagne on arrivals, and we have a comedian. I think we're having a drag show actually.
You got it all pretty much.
We got it all.
So to find out more on the festival, you just did go to Eventbrite, or do you have a website for the festival?
Oh no, we have a festival website, okay, which is cityofangelswomensfilmfest.com.
Okay. So that's cityofangelswomensfilmfest.com. That's cityofangelswomensfilmfest.com.
Yeah.
And again, the social media is one more time for that.
So Instagram at City of Angels Women's Film Fest, and Facebook at COAWFF, Twitter at COAWFF, TikTok at COAWFF.
Awesome. And again, that is November 9th through the 12th. Start getting your tickets, looking up if you need to start arranging flights or anything like kind of good stuff, check it out. And then also, again, and then when do you start getting submissions for the next year, so to speak?
We go dark, you know, for a couple of months. So we'll be dark probably the second half of November through December, and then we'll probably open up again in January.
About how many films do you have to go through yourself?
I have a whole team that does
it. Okay, so it's got to the point where you have a team where you have to watch so many. There's a lot.
It has to go through the team, and then it has to get through a certain level of judging, I do see the films, but it does go through a team first, and then it has to qualify to
get
to the next level.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. But the fact that you found this thing, so to speak, and you created this thing is just amazing.
It's my baby.
That's awesome. And so, again, one more time, your social medias.
My personal is at my Instagram, at Lisa K. Crosato. So the last name is Crosato. And again, Facebook is the same, Lisa K. Crosato. And that's basically the best place to find me.
And can I ask you what the K stands for?
Yeah, sure. Kirstein.
Okay, Kirstein. Because we keep saying that.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
You know,
that's a good question.
It's like Michael J. Fox, you know? And then all of a sudden,
I know.
But then I found out later, like, that was an actual, like, he just threw in that, kind of like made that name up. Or not
Did he
made
really?
It. Well, it wasn't like, I don't think the backstory, I think there was someone else, he had a different.
He had the same problem?
There was a different name, so he ended up combining two different names, so to speak. So, but a lot of people know him as that, and it's not really actually his actual.
Well, he's Canadian, too.
Yeah. So
We add our middle initial.
It was kind of funny, but. I don't even know if that was Michael was actually his name. I think you'll want to look it up because I don't want
to
botch the story.
Up.
But it was like, it was something different that someone else had the same name, and then he just changed some or added something from something, and that's how he got Michael J. Fox.
Wow.
But that's cool. So that's, I was wondering, what is the case then? So Lisa K. Crosato, obviously you be inspired. We want to inspire those. The show's about inspiring others.
Yes.
What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a actress, a writer, or maybe, you know, a founder of a film festival, or just follow their dreams in general?
I think that you should listen to your heart about what you really want to do in life. But I think, you know, the other thing to do is to get involved and try it. Don't be afraid to just jump in and try it. And, you know, don't be afraid to fail, because it's just part of the journey, and it teaches you to be better at what you do. I think there's too much of an emphasis on, you have to come out swinging and get that home run. And it's not always like that. You know, there's a lot of failure for a lot of people in their careers until they get bigger opportunities. It's just part of the process. So just jump in and do it.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you, Lisa. We have like less than a minute left here. But again, I appreciate you coming on. It's finally great to meet you. And again, if you want to check out her baby, it is she is the founder of City of Angels Women's Film Festival, which is starting November 9th to the 12th. Start getting your tickets. Go to the website, which is City of Angels Film Fest.
Women's Film Fest.
City of Angels Women's Film Fest.
.com.
City of Angels Women's Film Fest. .com. That's City of Angels Women's Film Fest. .com. And again, check out their social medias, and then check out Lisa K. Crosato. And so you spell that L-I-S-A and then K, yes. And then Crosato, C-R-O-S-A-T-O.
Perfect. Yes.
Does I get everything?
Yes.
All right.
I love it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So thank you. God bless you. And then again, I wish you nothing but the best of luck with everything that you do. And I also want to say thank you all for tuning in. Loving, very grateful for all your guys' listenership. And I'd like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.